USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is facing criticism and perhaps legal action over a nursing home policy that her administration put in place in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. Initially, patients who tested positive for COVID were placed in the same nursing facility with patients who did not have the COVID. Macomb County Prosecutor Peter Lucido is expected to announce an effort to prosecute Whitmer for her nursing home policy. Whitmer said she remains proud of her team's overall response to the coronavirus. South Dakota moved to legalize medical marijuana after a dispute between the House and Senate to delay the process. Because of the dispute, initiated Measure 46 will take place July 1st, 2021, and will legalize the use of medical marijuana. Governor Kristi Noem, the Republican from South Dakota, said she is concerned about the provisions that allow people to grow marijuana at home, as there is no cap on the number of plants. About 70% of voters in 2020 elections were in favor of legalizing medical and recreational marijuana. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
COVID-19 infections, hospitalizations, and death numbers have been dropping across the nation. Another state is lifting COVID-19 restrictions on its citizens. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he's lifting all COVID-19 restrictions in the state.
There will be no statewide restrictions on events or Oklahomans. I'm also removing the requirements to wear a mask in state buildings.
The Republican governor making the announcement on Thursday, saying though people are encouraged to wear a mask depending on their circumstances. He also reminds everyone,
COVID is still here, still in Oklahoma, it's still in the United States, and we still need to do our part. You can still, and you're even encouraged, to wear a mask depending on your circumstances.
11 U.S. states never had a mask mandate for its citizens throughout the entire COVID-19 pandemic. Seven states have recently dropped the mask mandate in favor of local compliance. The COVID-19 virus was released into the world from Wuhan, China. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
After a sixth woman came forward claiming New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo of sexual assault, impeachment of Cuomo is becoming louder. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The New York State Assembly authorized an impeachment investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct against Governor Andrew Cuomo amid growing calls for the Democrat to resign from office. The announcement came after the New York Governor's office said it referred allegations of sexual misconduct by Cuomo to the Albany Police Department. The Albany Times-Union reported fresh allegations of sexual misconduct, saying an aide to the governor said he groped her at the executive mansion in 2020, reaching under her blouse and touching her. This is the sixth woman to come forward to accuse him of misconduct, offering the most serious allegations yet. Cuomo denied the allegations, saying he's never done anything like that. New York Attorney General Letitia James appointed two attorneys to lead the investigation into allegations from several women. They'll be tasking with issuing subpoenas, examining documents, conducting interviews, and analyzing data regarding the allegations and the Cuomo administration's handling of the situation.
The Albany Police Department has also begun looking at the most recent allegations. NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. The Instacart 500 will start Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern and can be seen on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.